there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week, I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales.
Hello, passengers. It's Alan Carr here. I just wanted to say thanks for flying Alan Air so much this year. As the pilot, I've had so much fun. And you know what? I'm going to have a cheeky mulled wine to celebrate. Even though I am flying a jumbo jet. Shh, don't tell anyone. A little secret. And I hope you'll choose Alan Air again next year when I will be back with Series 5. Series 4 has been so much fun. We've been to Greece with Daisy May Cooper. Butlins in Wales with Jamie Carragher. Bali with Paloma Faith. Monaco with Tom Davis. The Tomatina Festival with Jamie Redknapp. Hungary with Jack Whitehall, Australia with Tim Minchin, and Tewkesbury with Josh Widdicombe. As you've been such frequent flyers, I've made a little best of for you. See it as a little Christmas present from me to you, and thanks to all my brilliant guests. Merry Christmas, everyone! Happy holidays! See you in the new year! This is the final boarding call for Josh Widdicombe. Josh Widdicombe, this is the final boarding call. Final boarding call for Josh Widdicombe. Josh Widdicombe. Josh Widdicombe. Thank you.
Now, listen, me and you have toured, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been on holiday.
And I always felt bad for you because people always thought you were my younger toy boy lover.
And I didn't, do you know what? I didn't do anything to try and put them off the scent of that, did I? I certainly didn't.
And I dragged you to National Trust properties. We would often have a cream tea and I would pour you your tea. Can I be mother? Yeah. And I think people were like, this relationship is fucked up. And then do you remember me and Paul had a row with you in the back of the car in Lancaster?
I was in the back of the car with Bev.
Me and Bev
in the back of the car and you and Paul having a row. Oh. It was an awful experience to see you two argue while I was in the back. Oh, but then, you know...
You said it was like watching Mummy and Daddy having a fight.
It was. I had to cover Bev's ears. She couldn't deal with it at all. The main place I remember us going was somewhere where we got offered what were those things called?
Oh, my God, but they're the fish pedicures.
Yeah, we got offered a fish pedicure by one of the audience
Tewkesbury.
Members. In Tewkesbury. And then the next day, we spent the day walking around Tewkesbury looking for this fish pedicure place that we've been tipped off at. It was nowhere to be found. And we were like, have we been like tricked into looking, just walking up and down Tewkesbury High Street looking for a fish pedicure?
I know. We got a complimentary, please. Alan and Josh are more than welcome to have a complimentary fish pedicure. I mean, this is how tight we are. Yes, and how bored we were on tour. Let's have a fish pedi. But the ironic thing is, the amount of walking about we did, I don't even think the fish could have bitten those bunions off.
It's unbelievable. I still don't know whether there was ever a fish pedicure place in Tewkesbury, was it, that we didn't find, or whether it was that she just tricked us and she just said it.
I know. The address just didn't make sense. I mean, when you look on TripAdvisor, fish pedis really don't... aren't that high up.
Haven't they stopped now? Didn't they stop because they were meant to be a... they were a way of germs and illness being spread? Is that...
Oh, well, I think we've made a we've had a lucky escape, Josh.
Yeah.
We could have been riddled.
There was one hotel we stayed in where they gave us a pillow menu. Do you remember that?
Oh, that's when you know you've made it, a pillow menu. Yeah, I mean, that's proper like la-di-da, isn't it?
Yeah, you get to phone down and they described all the pillows and you'd ask for them to bring up a pillow.
Did you enjoy going on tour with me? Be honest.
I loved it. I loved it, Alan. Genuinely.
Oh, that's nice.
It was such a joy. That's the thing, like, you drove me around. That shouldn't have been how it was working. I was the support and I was getting in your Mini and you were driving. And I was like, this is unbelievable. This is the least starry thing that's ever happened. I've turned up on a tour and I'm being driven around by a man with his dog Bev. And occasionally I go in the back so he can have an argument. And then I get to go in the front again.
Can I just say, for people listening, it was a proper back seat. You weren't behind a grill. You're like a police dog.
No. He's like, yeah.
I slipped him a sausage through the gaps in the wire.
It's a lovely period of time because we were going, because it was your warm-up tour. So we were going to all the small kind of quirky little places. And you'd always, when you'd go out, you'd put on your flat cap and you'd take off your glasses so that you could kind of, people wouldn't know you're Alan Carr. And then you'd walk into the coffee shop and you'd be like, oh, hello. And everyone would turn around and see you and know it was you straight away.
That sounds so, that's just what I'm like, yeah.
This is the final boarding call for Jamie Redknapp. This is the final boarding call for Jamie Redknapp. Can Jamie Redknapp please make his way to the gate? This is the final boarding call for Jamie Redknapp. Jamie!
We have got a lot in common, weirdly. People might not know this, but we came from famous football families.
Yeah.
Could imagine if it had done a role reversal. And I could have been one of the funniest men in England. You might have played for Liverpool in England, could you?
Oh, Michael, can you imagine that?
Would have been
my
great,
dad would be
it?
So pleased.
Yeah.
He still goes on about me loving to see me at Wembley one day. You know what I mean? My dad still bangs on about that.
Yeah.
I mean, Dad, I'm 40. Am I 46? He's going to have to move on. That ain't going to happen, is it?
I know. I'm 49. My dad still wants me to be funny. You know, so...
Right, well, this is a holiday podcast.
Yep.
We've been on holiday together.
Yep.
We have been on holiday. I mean, I know it's been work, but they are so much fun doing a League of Their Own.
We're
we might
best
as well
fun.
Be on holiday.
Yep.
We've had
laughs. What was your favourite, Al? What's the best thing we've done?
I did like Ibiza, but when you turned on me as we were cliff diving and you were shouting abuse at me, really hurt.
No, it didn't. I needed a bit of support at the time, Al. You were my partner. I needed you. And you just said, I hope you fall on your head. And I was, you know, going to cliff dive from like 15 metres. I was already a bit nervous, but not as nervous as I am tonight. But that was pretty unkind.
Yeah.
What about Tomatina when we did the tomatoes?
Oh, God. That's what... And do you know what? People had the nerve. You know, on Instagram, I said I had the best time in Tomatina. You could have sent those tomatoes to Africa. What a waste. How disgusting were those tomatoes?
Rotten.
Africa would send them back. They were disgusting.
They were rotten.
What people don't understand about Tomatina, these are mouldy old tomatoes that the farmer can't get rid of. You're not going to find them at a farmer's market. And we're throwing them. And then, do you see people scooping it out the gutter and then throwing it in your face? It's
I know,
disgusting.
I'm sorry about that. I shouldn't have done that.
And then I saw a pair of glasses floating along. I saw a shoe.
Oh, I know.
I don't know if people know about this, but we got up early. They cordon off the whole village, don't they? You can't get in there. And
It's not very health and safety either, is it?
No, it's not.
Those lorries come through, I'm surprised no one gets taken out. Everyone's been boozed up the night before.
Yeah, and they are firing tomato, like, in your face. Like this. It's the most surreal place ever.
What about the ham bit before? That's my favourite bit that day, though.
When
before we start, there's a greasy pole and there's a big ham at the top of it. And Alan, you decided to give it a go, didn't you? Yeah.
Okay, this is my drinking style in a nutshell. We turned up there. I had a bit of sangria from a local. And so the tomatoes cannot be thrown until someone has gone up the greasy pole and grabbed the ham. That is centuries
tradition. Of tradition.
Well, we're there. It's fucking dragging. And then I had one more swig of this wine. I went, fucking, come on. I jumped on your shoulders. I was up that sweaty pole trying to grab the ham.
Like a slippery pig trying to get up there. You touched it out, didn't you? But you just couldn't get it down.
Honestly, it's touched it. I was so close to this little ham. And then, of course, but then someone did knock it off. And then we could get on with it. But come on, we're just waiting. But that's one of those weird traditions, isn't it?
Mad. I'm sure a lot of people have done it. Anyone's listened to this. It is probably one of the craziest things I've ever done. I stunk of tomatoes for about 3 weeks after that. I don't know about you.
Yeah, and also I remember dancing at the Lido.
Oh yeah,
with you, and we were in very tight white pants coming out the sea. But what I love
in
about
a woman's remember we were under that woman's dress, and I remember Freddie turning to you and saying, "Fancy seeing you here, Al."
Would you remember when Ramesh jumped off and face-palmed the sea, cliff diving, and Freddie shouted, "That will sort your eye out."
God.
But that was weird. But what I love about the show is when we came up out the floor, they hadn't told any of the audience that it was filming for a show. So there was all these Chinese, Japanese tourists watching me. They're expecting a sexy woman. I mean, you didn't even tell them.
No, but you did look sexy. Thanks. What about the other one we did, Al? I know we keep going about, but the other one was funny. With those Spanish dancers. What was that called? Los Vivancos. Remember them?
That was it. And
they weren't having us, were they?
No.
They were when there was. I think it was you and Freddie, and he was slapping your bum.
He said, "This is our tradition. This is our dance. We're not to be mocked." We're like, "Of course, we go on that stage. I'm doing the reverse cowgirl. Freddie's whipping my bum as I'm on all fours." And
there's about 30 of them, all brothers, weren't they?
I know.
Absolute pervert, the dad, wasn't he?
And then I don't know. I was fatter than I normally am, and I went. Did the stamp, and then the button of my trousers just flew off into the audience.
You took someone's eye out.
This is the final boarding call for Jamie Carragher. Jamie Carragher, this is the final boarding call for Jamie Carragher. And Jamie Carragher, please come to the gate. This is the final boarding call for Jamie Carragher.
Now, I've got to apologise. I have this really annoying thing of copying people's accents. So if I start going all right, you had Claire Sweeney on by the end of it, I was like, do you want some scran, love? Do you find people do, like, copy you?
They do a little bit, don't they, the Scouse accent, but mine's not that easy to master.
It's intense, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. But maybe by the end of the show, I'll be doing yours, you'll be doing mine.
Oh, God, I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Can you do a gay voice? Hello, love.
Hello, love.
That's it, you're good. Because I'm good friends with John Bishop as well, honestly. By the end of the night, I'm like, all right.
Anyway, he's just outside Liverpool. He's run corner, I think, isn't he, John?
Oh, is he? So tell us, what are you like as a traveller? Do you like travelling?
I do like travelling, yeah. I do. It gives me a little bit of peace, whether I'm on the train to London or going on holiday. Mm. Fortunate enough, maybe a long-haul flight. I don't mind. I don't mind travel. I like a bit of peace, a bit of quiet, nice film. And I don't like being bothered.
No. Oh, right. So you put your earphones in. Yeah, no bother.
Even though there's nothing coming through.
Yeah. I like it. I mean, as a footballer, when you go, obviously, play abroad, do you ever get to see any of it? Or is it just on the coach and that's it in and out?
Yeah, it's a waste of time, really, in terms of thinking, oh, you're going to these places, exotic places, even going to World Cups and people ask you what the place is. Like, it doesn't matter. It's just an hotel and the stadium. So that's...
Well, this is going to be a shit podcast.
Exactly, yeah. It's not going to last too long, so I'll be able to shoot shortly. No, we don't see nothing at all. Every place is the same.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because you know I come from footballing stock, you know that.
Yeah,
Do you know about my dad, Graham Carr?
Who doesn't?
I know. Graham Carr got nowhere. We don't care. Graham Carr. Ooh, up the Cobblers. Did you know that he was the Cobblers?
Yeah, you've just... So I'm linking him more at Newcastle. He was the scout at Newcastle, wasn't
he? Yeah. And then, you know, we might...
He liked going to France, didn't he? Kept buying players from France.
Yeah, that was it. My dad was going away. Yeah, he'd go
was on... Was that because it was easy on the Eurostar, was
well,
it?
My dad doesn't like travelling that far.
So oh, that's so that's why he got all the French.
Yeah, he'd get people from Guernsey, Jersey, Isle of Man. Didn't like anywhere too far afield. Wasn't there somewhere in Malawi? Wasn't there a player there? And my dad was like, bloody hell, I got to go to bloody Malawi. hell are we now? I said, Dad, that's a dream to go there. Bloody hell, rather go to France. So tell us, where did you go on holiday as a kid?
The place I just picture myself as a child would be Pateli Butlins. So we always went the same one. I know there was lots of different Butlins throughout the country, and we went to the one in Wales, but I went there with the school, family. So we would have, I mean, everyone went, loads bunked. It was just every, you know, you just drove in, there'd be someone in the boot.
Yeah.
you know, get them in, everyone get in the chalet.
Yeah,
and that's my childhood memories, Pateli Butlins. Yeah.
And good memories as well, isn't it?
Brilliant. Yeah, I mean, we used to go, everyone, the family, so everyone get pissed of a night, you know, the mums and dads, and then you bring a young, you know, a teenager, you'd mind the kids of a night. We'd play football, go on the fair.
Yeah,
but it was a real. It felt like the whole of Liverpool was there in Pateli.
Yeah, yeah. And when you were older, where did you go then? When you do you ever go on those lads' holidays like I did?
Oh,
lads.
Yeah.
No, did you ever go to Ibiza and Mallorca, Magaluf, Shagamuff?
No. I went to Cyprus a lot.
What's Cyprus like? I've never been there.
Ayia Napa.
Oh.
And but I go to Ibiza a lot now.
You raving. No. Was that, like doing the running.
We'd better have a nice out then, hadn't we?
Yeah.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Free samples, free shipping, and our 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step and into your home too. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet. Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
We went to go to Cyprus, we went there. So a lot of footballers were going there at the time.
Yeah.
When we were early 20s, so it was a haven for footballers, shall we say.
I like that show when, was it in Falaraki where they have the tattoos? Have you seen that? This man woke up, he had a Batman mask tattooed on his head and he went, oh my God, I work in a bank. You gotta watch it.
No Alan Carr tats.
What?
No Alan Carr ones.
No, no one has it. Who's going to have it? Oh, and a woman did have me Alan Carr tattooed on her arm, yeah. Yeah, have you got any tats?
No. Why that's no, a big no.
Why?
I'd
why?
Never have a tattoo.
I've got one above me pubis, condemned meat. Where do you go in the world for sexy time? You know, if you want to, why you know, want somewhere romance, where do you go?
Where do I go for my sexy time at Nicola? Italy,
oh,
I would
that's
say.
A good
day. Yes, I'm going to Lake Como in a week or two. And we went to
classy,
Capri and Positano a couple of years ago. We loved it. I love Italy. It's classy. Yeah.
Do you know who lives there? Mariah Carey.
In?
Capri.
Oh, does she?
I would have thought that she'd live there. Weird, isn't it?
I should have knocked for her.
I know. Hiya, Mariah, coming out. See, I'm fucking copying
Mary.
You already. Yeah, already. We're only 5 minutes in.
This is the final boarding call for Jack Whitehall. Jack Whitehall, can you please come to the gate? Jack Whitehall. Jack Whitehall.
Do Do you complain? Do you complain on holiday?
No, I tend to not complain. I get a bit awkward.
But then do you do like a nasty thing on TripAdvisor? You're quite malicious.
No, I wouldn't. And also, I think whoever I'm with, be it like my girlfriend or if I'm traveling with my family, like I'm get very embarrassed if someone else is making a scene as well.
Yeah, okay,
never make a scene. No. For me, like that's the cardinal rule, and we'll always try and pacify a situation.
Have you ever complained, though? Say you get a smoky room. Say there's a fag burn on your pillow. Say there's a pube on your pillowcase.
I think
suck it up.
Well, I wouldn't suck it up. I'd blow it off, I think, probably.
What does that mean?
Well...
Okay.
Not physically blow it off, Alan. I would...
I thought you were going to blow off the hotel manager.
You thought I would fellate the pube on my pillow. No, I would... blow it
now,
to get
you
rid
see,
of
that's
it.
All the sex talk. Yeah, I fucked with my mind.
Yeah, it really has.
Blew it off. You make me sick, people like you. Suck off a pube.
I would remove it from my pillow.
Oh, okay.
Discreetly.
Yes. Sorry, English is my first language.
Or maybe flick it off. But I don't think I would complain.
Okay, you've got a show, very important show in LA, and they put in a sex shop. Dildos to buy, and they put you in the room next to the lift, and all you can do is ping. Does that get on your nerves? Has that ever happened to you? Because that happened to me.
See, again, I'd be like, well, that's on me. I've got to somehow try and get some...
Man up, Jack. I never thought
earbuds
I'd be saying
in.
To you, man up.
No. I don't know. I think it's because, I grew up with a father that complained all the time and ranting and raving, and it's left me
it
quite scarred.
It doesn't really get you anywhere, does all the ranting and raving?
No, we were in a restaurant in Hungary, and we went to like a haute cuisine experience in Hungary, and there was a waiter that... my father took umbrage with, and it was like, I remember all of the items on the menu were quite really reductive descriptions of the, like it, the starter was just called egg, or like the dessert was strawberry, and he'd ordered strawberry and it was taking forever, and I was like, well, it's fine, you know, I'm sure when it comes out it'll be great. And he was like, no, I'm gonna say something, and he got this waiter over, was like, why could you ask the chef why on earth this strawberry dessert is taking so long? And the waiter was like, it's taking long because the chef is not making dessert, he is making art. And I was like, oh god, why have you said that? That's like literally like you've just kicked the hornet's nest. And like I could see like the vein tremoring on dad's forehead. I was like, oh god, he's gonna blow now. He's like, what is fucking art? What do you mean art? Go and tell him that his piece of art is gonna be delivered out here in 10 or 15 minutes time, and then I'm gonna consume it, and his art is gonna be turned into a shit later on tonight. Would you tell him that? I was like, please don't tell him that. You do not need to tell him that.
I looked on your Instagram.
Yeah, on the gram.
Gram. Looked at the grid. You've been to Florence. What did you think of Florence? Because it's one of my favourite places.
Oh, yeah, I love Florence.
Did you go for sexy time with Roxy?
No, I went for corporate-sponsored content time. Slightly less sexy.
Well, I'm hard.
Final boarding call for Daisy May Cooper. Daisy May Cooper, this is your final boarding call. Final boarding call. Daisy May Cooper. Daisy May Cooper. Daisy! 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 Daisy!
What are you like as a traveller? Do you like travelling?
I do really enjoy travelling, but the last time I went away was a complete... fucking nightmare, complete disaster.
What happened?
So I went away with my friend, and we took our four kids because I sort of recently separated from my husband. So this is like my first time as a single mum taking the kids away, and it was a fucking nightmare. My son shat through his shorts. I didn't have a nappy. Then I went through security and I couldn't put the pushchair down. And I get this thing if I'm really stressed. And my son was sort of running like through the kind of security thing. And all these security officers were shouting at me in Greek. And I just started retching. I've never done it before, but I was so stressed. I was saying, how do I put the question? It's never happened to me ever before. Isn't that extraordinary?
How weird is that? So when you're in Greece, I know you're saying like, so you've had your divorce, you're going out. Was you looking like Shirley Valentine? Was you looking for a Greek shag or was it just to relax?
Oh, God, no, I did. I mean, I chatted up a waiter, got his number, but we were all, I got a bit pissed and then all the kids went to sleep and I sent him a really, it was called Marcos. We were in a villa with a private pool and I sent him a message saying, you gonna come round or what? And he said, I've never seen somebody actually text in their own accent because it said, I'm so sorry. I will lose my job. I need the monies. And then I wrote back to him, bore off then.
Oh no, Daisy, bore off.
What the fuck am I doing with my, what am I doing? It's just horrendous. I had to see him at the fucking buffet restaurant every day after that.
Oh no.
We would like to remind our customers that we have a no shagging policy in our box. The toilets aren't big enough to have a dump in, let alone perform the reverse cowgirl. Thank you.
There was a huge fight over the sunbeds. And it was like watching an episode of EastEnders. There was a guy... Because do you know what? They put their bloody towels out straight away, right? People wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, put their towels out. And there was this sort of British... The guy went to the pool, he put his towel on there, on the sun lounger. A British family, she was like sort of late 30s. They had two kids, you know, sort of 7 and 10. And they just folded the towel, put it to the side because the guy hadn't been at his bloody lounger for ages, right? So anyway, she puts her book down. She goes off to the pool with the family and the guy comes back, right? And is so angry, he literally starts grabbing all her stuff and just throwing to the side. And I sat there with my friend and I said, this possibly could be the best thing I've ever seen. So the whole day was just waiting for her to then come back to the lounger, which she did. And there was this huge fight. Her wimpy husband didn't get involved at all. But yeah, it was absolutely the best entertainment I've ever seen.
I never know what to leave on a sun lounger when I go into the pool to say this is my space. Because if I just leave my glasses, it's a bit like, you know, when Harold Bishop drowned in Neighbours and they found his glasses on that rock. I didn't want people to think that I'd drowned. So you're a fellow Neighbours fan. You remember that moment as well, Daisy.
I totally remember. Oh, that's brilliant. Gosh, that's fantastic.
This is the final boarding call for Tom Davis. This is the final boarding call for Tom Davis. Can Tom Davis please come to the departure gate? This is the final boarding call for Tom Davis.
I was always the guy who never pulled. I was just like, aww. I was there for, I would always just try sort of like, you think, all right, this all year round, you put so much pressure on 2 weeks of being in a place where no one knew what a loser you were. You could paint yourself to be anything in the world. What do you mean you're a centre forward for Tottenham? And hope for the best.
Thing is as well, I think when you go there, and I was talking, we had Ollie Mers on here and we were talking about, you know, those fish bowls and you look at it now through COVID eyes and you're just like, what? And like, foam party. I used to love a foam party in Ibiza. I mean, it's the most unhygienic thing ever. With a load of randoms, just a room slowly being pumped with foam.
I remember going to one in BCM.
It was like a pot noodle. It's like being in a pot noodle.
Did you ever go to BCM in Magaluf?
No.
That was like just walking around afterwards, just covered in that sticky tack. And just, yeah. That was also really like sort of like a low. And I also had a thing like, I have it at festivals as well, but I remember sort of like somewhere like BCM at a phone party, I'd always become like a meeting point. Like you just, yeah, you just have a load of people just going, we all just said if we got lost, we'd just come and meet by you. thinking you're having a little dance, you got like sort of three or four girls coming to see you. I've been doing all right here.
You're like a beacon or a pylon.
Over they come, they're standing by you, little wink, little nod. You all right, girls? Yeah. We all just said that. If any of us got left, we'd just meet over by with a big fat guy.
Where do you go for a sexy time? Tell me a sexy place. Do you like Paris, man. Rome?
You know what I love is Monaco.
Oh.
With me and Catherine went to Monaco for our wedding anniversary.
Wow.
And I was like, it was the first sort of time where I was doing all right in this game. Mm. And I thought, you know, we'll go away, have a nice little wedding anniversary, like a little, you know, booked a nice hotel. And, the first night I took her to, like, I found an amazing restaurant, took her along. And one of those things was like, babe, whatever you want, like, it's anniversary time, like drinks, whatever. And then the bill came in.
God.
It was like fucking £900 for a bit of fish. Oh, it was ridiculous. And then you've got to suck it. Even though you're married, you're thinking, oh, this is fucking lumpy. So the next day I was like, try to make it sound cool and go, let's go sightseeing.
Yeah.
So we went in, and Catherine's like, so my wife makes fashion, wedding dresses and sort of stuff like that. So she's banging to all that sort of vibe. Loves Grace Kelly and all that. So we went to this hotel that Grace Kelly sort of used to go to. And we went there for a bit of lunch, a few cocktails. Another Trumpy experience. But went to leave, and the guy was like, everyone has to stay. We're in a lockdown here. And I was like, what's happened? He was like, there's an armed robbery in the Chanel store, which is next door, by like these Russian serving guys with fucking AK-47s, right? He's like, stay here. You know, this is turning great. There's basically gunfire out on the street. So I was like, oh, fucking hell, like that. So we go and sit down, me and Catherine. And the guy comes over and said, look, we'll do you a free drink because you have to stay. So, I have a beer. She has a glass of champagne or whatever. So we're sitting there and I'm like, fucking hell, we're there for an hour fucking sipping this drink. And I go up and go, what's the score, mate? Is it, and he went, no, there's still like, it's running. Like basically, there's three of these guys. They've got... So I went and sat down. I thought, is there any chance I have a free drink? No. So we were there for 5 hours, right?
A hostage situation.
You can Google it. It was like, we were there for 5 hours, right? I've spent another fucking bag of sand nearly because we had to have our tea in there. It's fucking absolutely like, in the end, I went up to the geezer after 5 hours and said, excuse me, mate, what's going on here with this geezer? He said, there's still one guy running around with an AK-47. I said, I'll take my chances with him, you Robin fucks. Fucking 15 quid for a fucking Heineken. I'm out, mate. Fucking take my chances with a fucking savage guy.
Yeah, you think they're Robin. Yeah. You're a Robin Bastard. This is daylight robbery.
Final boarding call for passengers Paloma Faye. I repeat, this is the final boarding call, Paloma Faye. Thank you.
But is it true in Bali a monkey tried to steal your baby?
Yes, that is true. That was the first baby when I just had one.
So what did it do? Was it
was having her lunch on the sort of balcony bit, and I'd gone in to get something and come back, and the monkey was sitting on the baby's high chair pulling at the food, and the baby was sort of arguing with it because it was having bananas. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want this child to be attacked by a monkey. So I had to bring it back into the
room. I know you're laughing. You must have been terrified, though. Yeah?
I was. I shut the door, like all the window, and then all the monkeys from the hood came. It was like the monkey clan. They were all on our balcony and sort of screaming at me through the glass. Oh, and then the baby was just going, monkey, ooh, like completely unfazed. Yes, look at this wonderful safari park I've brought you to. They're completely harmless.
Oh, that is terrifying, isn't it?
Imagine they'd whipped her over the balcony ledge and just like, I mean,
and maybe you're
Mowgli.
Yeah, like feral. Wouldn't it be
just
feral?
Years to come. Yeah. This woman who acts just like a monkey has been discovered in Balian jungle.
Oh my God, how terrifying. Have you ever had a holiday romance?
Yeah.
Straight in there, Paloma. Tell me everything.
I had one in Italy with an Italian stallion.
You said you didn't like Italian.
I don't, but I was on the rebound and I was 17.
Oh, okay.
So I went up to Italy, right, and I met, which was a big deal for me then, you know, coming from my humble beginnings, the son of all the hotel's owners in a little place called Ravello.
Oh, where Gore Vidal lived.
Did he?
Yeah.
So basically, I met the son of the owner of all the hotels. So that's already, like, you know, quite wealthy.
Yeah.
And he sort of had pick of the bunch. He was like, I want to take you for a meal on this cliffside. I'll take you up to the side where we've got a pizzeria in the side of, like, this mountain. And it was all great. But I was, like, at 17. I wasn't, like, that free. You know, I was really worried about, like, I don't know, this sounds so dry, but I'd been brought up to think that you should only have sex with people you're in love with.
Oh.
But I was always giving blowjobs. Because that was the way around it.
Yeah, of course. Oh, you are classy. That's beautiful.
And
nice.
I would little dab the corners of my mouth afterwards and
with
leave
a napkin,
unscathed.
And then you're off on a Vespa.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can say that now. I'm middle-aged.
You're not middle-aged.
Well,
please.
Stop her. So I obliged. I didn't want to sleep with him. He took me up to
these... Because you're not that kind of girl.
And now,
I'm not that kind of girl.
I'm really. I haven't slept with that many people. I cannot count.
Listen, you can do what you want.
I can't count how many blowjobs I've given. Cue the mail.
I was going to say, so, I can't listen to Only Love Can Hurt like this. All those lovely songs you've got, those romantic songs.
Are you allowed to say this on your podcast?
You can say whatever you want, love.
So he took me to these Roman ruins, and it was a stone table, like a sort of Roman times thing. And he said, nice. I want to make love to you on the stone table.
Oh.
And I was like, nah, but I'll give you blowy. So, as you know, I'm very...
Like I said, if you've got any holiday romance stories...
Very classy woman.
You are.
So,
thank you, madam. That will be £2.49. We accept all currency, MasterCard, Visa and American Express. No, we don't accept blowies, you dirty cow.
That happened, and obviously it was so good, because I'm very good at it. Over the years, I've got, you know, it's quick for me. I've got great technique.
Go for it, yeah.
So he was smitten, and he just thought, wow. If that was what that was like.
Can you imagine the other stuff?
Yeah.
War.
So he took me up to the pizza place, and he made me a margarita in the shape of a heart.
Oh, isn't that good? Gorgeous.
And then he asked me again, would I make love to him on the stone table? And I said, I'm afraid not, because I'm leaving in a few days and I don't really want to feel like that.
No, good for
you. So he ripped the margarita into two pieces and he threw half the heart into the mountains where it tumbled and cascaded down to the ocean beneath. And then he gave me the other half and he went, now eat it. Because that is what you've done to my heart.
Ooh.
And so I ate the pizza and it was delicious. Buffalo mozzarella. I'd only had Pizza Hut at that point.
Oh.
This was pretty...
Thin crust.
Oh, my God. Thin crust and buffalo mozzarella.
Woof.
This was next level, yeah.
So when you said, when you did that, you sounded... Was that sexy for you, or was it a turn on, or was it a
Which
turn
part?
Off? Throwing half the pizza away, because I like pizza. I'd be heartbroken if I saw half a good pizza disappear
going to
in
waste.
I'd be climbing down that cliff, going,
"Yeah,
oh, I'll have that in the doggy bag."
That was so good. But no, I sort of just felt uncomfortable with
that's not fair.
And then, and then he you know, because he was a rich kid, he booked a flight and came to London to sort of find me. He was 18.
How good was this blowjob?
I'm not banging my own drum, but I've got 100% success rate. I've never started and not finished.
No, okay, good.
What about you?
Because when I do them, people change their numbers and move address.
You're just a bit sloppy.
Yeah, I know where
I'm going and I get there.
Because people are scared because of my teeth. People are scared for me to do them because they worry I'm going to chew it off.
Only you could make me do a podcast like this.
Well, I never said what. It's not what's your favourite blowy. It's life's a beach.
You asked about holiday romance.
Yeah, romance, love. Romance, not Hollywood holiday blowy.
Anyway, I've still got a scar on my ankle from his moped exhaust pipe.
Oh, God.
And it's lasted so many years.
Oh, no.
So that was a souvenir.
What do you feel when you look at that? What do you feel when
you're... Same as I feel when I get a cold sore, because that was a souvenir from a romance as well.
This is the final boarding call for Tim Minchin. This is the final boarding call for Tim Minchin. This is the final boarding call for Tim Minchin. This is the final boarding call for Tim Minchin. Tim Minchin, can you please come to the gate? Tim Minchin, I love you. Tim Minchin, you're only a gate away.
Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Right, OK, well, listen, we're about to start our descent, OK?
Mm-hmm.
Chamomile tea or strawberry daiquiri?
Oh.
You have to pick one.
Strawberry daiquiri because it's got alcohol in it, but it doesn't sound like my scene at all.
Oh. Would you always go for a wine on a plane?
Always a wine anywhere.
Yeah. Anytime. Doesn't have to have wings.
Sometimes I'll like have a beer or a cocktail and I'll be drinking it going, this is all well and good, but it could be a wine. I've eschewed the opportunity for a wine here. What the fuck?
I don't know myself anymore.
What am I doing?
Nudist or not on your Nelly? Have you ever gone nude?
I wouldn't wander around a nude beach, but skinny dipping a lot. Nude night swimming almost religiously through my early 20s.
And then the last question, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you give good tips or do you think, no, I'll never see you again, fuck you?
Well, that's not how I interpreted that dichotomy. I thought it was like, do you give them good tips or do you fuck 'em?
I haven't got any money, but will my penis do?
How about this tip? I don't carry cash, so I in America, you literally have to go to the bank at the airport and get out small denomination, you know, so that you're ready to tip because you can't not tip. But yeah. So fuck them, is what I'm saying.
That's.
Thank you for flying, Alan Hess. What a great journey we've been on. Thanks to all my guests and all of you for being frequent flyers on Alan Air. Merry Christmas. See you next year, you lovely listeners. And remember, life's a beach.